The short answer is this is the work of the same ghoul who killed Laura. More fan mail. The letter O under Maddie's ring fingernail. There were strands of fur clutched in her right hand.
What kind of fur?
White fox. The strands were laced with formaldehyde, a dead animal stuffed.
I'll make the phone calls. Leland will know how to get a hold of Maddie's family.
Harry, don't make any calls. I need 24 hours.
For what?
To finish this.
Cooper. An observation. I don't know where this is headed, but the only one of us with the coordinates for this destination in his hardware is you. Go on whatever vision quest you require. Stand on the rim of the volcano. Stand alone and do your dance. Just find this beast before he takes another bite.
God help me, I don't know where to start.
You're on the path. You don't need to know where it leads. Just follow.
You'd never get here.
I went for a ride this morning. God, the engine sounded like 1,000 people singing.
What were they singing about?
What do you think?
Last night? I could sing about last night.
I got something for you. Open it. I didn't know what size to get. And the girl at the jewelry store had these really big hands. But I'll bet. Perfect.
James.
I just think we should be together all the time.
Really?
That's okay with you.
It's perfect.
Whatever fowl did you take these eggs from?
Are we saying we don't like it?
I'm afraid I'm going to run into a thumbtack.
Mother, can't you ever say anything nice? I've tried so hard. I try so hard. And nothing is good enough for you. Let me correct myself. Nothing I do is ever good enough for you.
Well, that's not true. The menus are very presentable. Oh, I'm joking. Honestly, let me make a suggestion. If you want to serve a truly memorable omelet, try white veal sausage and morel mushrooms.
Thanks. I'll go pick the mushrooms.
Chez un ami solitaire. Chez un ami.
What did you say?
Nothing. Hello, Donna. Hello, James.
What did you say?
It's French.
I know it is. Tell me.
Donna, what's the big deal?
Chez un ami solitaire.
You know Mrs. Tremond?
Miss who?
Mrs. Tremond. Her grandson does the magic tricks. He told me this.
But it was Mr. Smith.
Harold?
He left a suicide note. Shaun, you know, it means I am a lonely soul.
I have to find Agent Cooper.
Donald, what's going on? Hey!
Shaun, solitaire.
Mrs. Treeman's the one who told me about Harold Smith. She has a grandson, and he said this to me, the same words that are in Harold Smith's suicide note.
Well, maybe the boy said the same thing to Harold.
No, Harold's world was in his words. The suicide note has to be a message. It all leads back here. She's pretty old. It might take a second if her grandson isn't here.
May I help you?
Is Mrs. Tremont home?
I'm Mrs. Tremont.
Well, it must have been your mother I spoke to.
My mother? She passed away 3 years ago. I live here alone, honey.
No, she was here. I spoke to her. And her grandson, he was here, too.
But I have no children.
But he was here. They both were.
Donna, we better go.
Donna? Are you Donna Hayward?
Yeah.
Just a moment.
I've never seen her before in my life.
What'd you deliver meals here?
The morning after poor Harold died, I found this in my mail. I meant to turn it in. It's for you.
Thank you. It's Harold's handwriting.
Open it, Donna.
It's Laura's diary. Page from her diary.
Read it.
February 22nd. Last night I had the strangest dream. I was in a red room with a small man dressed in red and an old man sitting in a chair. I tried to talk to him. I wanted to tell him who Bob is because I thought he could help me. But my words came out slow and odd. It was frustrating trying to talk. I got up and walked to the old man. Then I leaned over and whispered the secret in his ear. Somebody has to stop Bob. Bob's only afraid of one man. He told me once. A man named Mike. I wonder if this was Mike in my dream. Even if it was only a dream, I hope he heard me. No one in the real world would believe me. February 23rd. Tonight is the night that I die. I know I have to because it's the only way to keep Bob away from me. The only way to tear him out from inside. I know he wants me. I can feel his fire. But if I die, he can't hurt me anymore.
Laura and I had the same dream.
That's impossible.
Yes, it is. Deputy, take Donna home. Got to see Gerard.
He's completely dehydrated. His breathing is becoming more difficult. He needs that drug.
Mike! Mike, I need you to talk to me.
Any longer could kill him.
Mike! Bob is killed again. I need to know something. I need you to help me. Bob was in my dream. Laura Palmer was in my dream. So were you.
And Laura dreamt about me the night before she died. The same dream that I had.
I need to unlock that. I need the answer is inside of me.
Bob and I, when we were killing together, there was this perfect relationship. Appetite, satisfaction, a golden circle.
A golden circle. A ring. My ring. I gave my ring to the giant.
He is known to us here.
Then he's real.
As real as I. He can help you find Bob.
How?
You must ask him first.
How do I do that?
You have all the clues you need. The answer is not here, my friend. The answer is here.
I don't understand.
So much responsibility.
I know about you. That milk will cool down on you, but it's getting warmer now.
Getting warmer now.
Box and tag, everything in these drawers, everything. Coop, we found his telephone records. Look at this. The night Laura died, telephone call Leland told us about. Ben called her number from this office.
White Fox.
Yeah, white, dead, and stuffed. Maddie was here. I think Ben killed her in this office, then took her to the waterfall. He killed Laura, and he killed Maddie, too.
Madeline Ferguson died night before last between 10 p.m. and midnight.
That fits. We didn't take Ben in until after midnight.
That's as close as I can cut it. Ben Horn's blood test.
Another couple of minutes, I'll have this baby right up to code. Tweaking the sensors, mostly. Don't want your sprinklers to be overly jumpy. Gotta set it just so.
I want to talk about my child. Our baby.
Maybe.
Maybe what?
Maybe it is our baby and maybe it isn't.
Dick? Oh, my Lord, is he the father?
At first I thought you were the father. But then you said you didn't have any sperms. Then I thought it was Dick. But now you say your sperms are back. So as far as I can tell, it's a 50-50 proposition. Andy, where are you going? What are you doing? Who are you calling?
I want to speak to Richard Tremaine, Men's Fashions. Yes, I'll hold.
You won't hurt him, will you, Andy?
Tremaine Brennan. Andy Brennan. We need to talk. That is, if you're not too busy.
Tsubura-san, how nice of you to come calling.
You are in prison.
Yes, well, a momentary inconvenience, I assure you.
We have papers to sign.
The Ghostwood contract. Tajimura-san, I'm afraid there's been a snag.
A snake.
Unforeseen difficulties, some legal in nature, others, I'm unable to sign the Ghostwood Agreement at this time.
Then you will return my $5 million.
Well, I want to return your money. I want to sign the contracts. Tajimura-san, as you can see, I am incarcerated. Falsely accused, but my brother, the boy genius, is out looking for a better lawyer. And until justice is done, until I am able to breathe the air that free men breathe, I plead with you for understanding. This is the long, dark night of my soul. Time to seek that tiny, flickering flame within. Forgive me, I've been very emotional with it.
Benjamin Horn, you're a slimy rat bastard, and I intend to make whatever remains of your pathetic existence a living hell.
Oh, Catherine! Oh! Oh, my God! you come.
Oh, Catherine. Tell Sheriff Truman about the night that we spent together. The night that Laura was killed. You want me to bake? Huh? You want me to bake? Because I'll bake.
Will you sign Ghostwood and the mill over to me?
In a heartbeat. Oh, clever disguise, Catherine. Really brilliant. Oh, signed, sealed, and delivered. Now, you'll tell the sheriff, huh? You'll tell the sheriff.
I'll consider it.
Catherine, wait a minute. It's the truth after all.
Why, Ben, we've spent our entire adult lives lying to each other. Why spoil it with the truth now?
Catherine!
Donna, I'm so happy you stopped by. We haven't had the time to just sit down and talk for so long. May I get you a glass of lemonade?
No, thanks, Mr. Palmer. I only have a minute. Huh. This is for Maddie. It's a tape of a song we did with James. I want her to have a copy.
That's very sweet of you. She told me all about this. She said it was a very enjoyable experience.
Well, anyway, if you could mail it to her, I'd really appreciate it.
No, there won't be any problem at all.
Something wrong?
No. Those glasses.
They were Laura's. Maddie gave them to me.
I thought they looked familiar.
Mr. Palmer? Did you know that they found Laura's secret diary?
Diary, yes. They took it from her room.
No, not the one the police found. She had another one. I didn't even know about it, did you?
No.
She gave it to a man named Harold Smith. Harold killed himself a few days ago. Police found it in his apartment.
Oh, my God. I had no idea.
I wish I knew what was in it, don't you? I think about Laura all the time.
Excuse me.
Hello? Yeah, Beth. How are you? No, not since yesterday. Of course, Beth, I took Maddie to the bus station myself.
Well, I'm sure there must be some perfectly reasonable explanation. Yes, of course. I'll call you immediately, within the hour. Bye, Beth. It's the strangest thing. She never made it home.
Oh, God.
Oh, Donna, don't you worry about a thing. I'll get us some lemonade. And we'll sit down and give it a think, and we'll work the problem out. Together.
she was expecting us. I mean, I guess I was selfish. I thought I could see her anytime. I mean, Missoula's not that far away, right?
Donna, you're taking this much too much to heart. I'm sure she's just fine. I know the cure for what ails you. It's simple, really. Always makes me feel good.
Your help.
Oh, what is it?
I'm afraid there's been another murder.
Oh my God.
No, I can't tell you why or how, but we need your help and we need it right away.
All right, anything, certainly. Let me get my coat.
Mr. Palmer get a phone call from her mother, and she said that she hadn't gotten home yet, and then they came over to talk to him, Sheriff Truman.
We could have helped her.
How?
We could have helped her.
How?
I don't know. This is no good.
What do you mean? You mean us?
I gotta go.
James, it's not our fault. Don't leave.
It doesn't matter, don't you see? Nothing we do matters. Nothing's ever gonna change. It doesn't matter if we're happy and the rest of the world goes to hell.
James, don't leave! James, don't leave me!
Someone meeting us?
Yes.
Is it the killer?
I don't know. Maybe. Ed, glad you're here. I need everyone's help to clear the room. I
Need a large space in the center?
Of course.
Hail, hail, the gang's all here.
Bobby, why don't you wheel Leo back over there? Stay very, very quiet, you read me?
Give yourself a raise, Hawk.
Gentlemen, 2 days ago, a young woman was found murdered by the same individual I believe responsible for the death of Laura Palmer. I have reason to believe that the killer is in this room. As a member of the Bureau, I spend most of my time seeking simple answers to difficult questions. In the pursuit of Laura's killer, I have employed Bureau guidelines, deductive technique, Tibetan method, instinct, and luck. But now I find myself in need of something new, which, for lack of a better word, we shall call magic.
Would you like us to hum? Tibetan chant, perhaps.
I think it's going terrifically well. Don't you?
Now what?
Harry, I'm not completely sure. Someone is missing.
Excuse us.
Major Briggs, right on time.
I was on my way home. This kind gentleman flagged me down, asked if I could drive him here.
I know that gum. I used to chew it when I was a kid. That's my most favorite gum in the world.
That gum you like is going to come back in style.
Ben Horn, I would like you to accompany me to the sheriff's station. You might like to bring along Leland Palmer as your attorney. Take him down to interrogation.
Major Cooper, is he going to be charged?
Yes.
Well, then I think I'd like to begin bail proceedings as soon as possible.
He'll have his day in court.
Okay. everything will be all right, Ben.